Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig, in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezras Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Yod. Before we start the Gemara and Daf Yod, I would like to go back to the Gemara before on the bottom of Daf Tes on the base. The Gemara explains that the reason why Shimon HaTzadik never ate Asham Nazir Tameh besides for one time is not because Asham Nazir Tameh is coming for a chet. Had that been the reason, then Shimon HaTzadik would not have eaten any Ashamis, since all Ashamis are coming for a chet. But rather, Rabbi Yehuda explains, Hainu Taima, the reason why Shimon HaTzadik did not eat in Asham Nazir Tameh, is because we say, K'shein Toyen Nozrin, which Ron explains to mean, that when they have Charata for the Averis that they did, they are Mekabal on themselves Naziros, U'K'shein Metamin, and when they become Tameh V'Rabin, Alein Yemei Naziros, and they see that their Naziros will take a long time, they have charata that they are makabo on themselves naziras. V'nimtzu, when it comes out, mevi'in chulin wa'azara, that they are bringing chulin into the azara. Now to explain that, the Gemara says mevi'in chulin wa'azara, we find that the Ran and the Rashba and other Rishonim explain that it is not real chulin ba'azara, as the Ran and the Rashba both say shekolzman shoyitiran chacham nazirusan kayemes, before a chacham was matir their neder of naziras, the naziras is kayem. Therefore, their karbanas say in chayva they are mechuyev to bring karbanas. Ela ke'en chuan kamar. It is like chuan, since they are not bringing their karbanas meiratzin halev. They are not bringing their karbanas meiratzin. That is how the Ran and the Rashba explain our Gemara. On the other hand, the Marit and Chilk Beis and Chav Beis brings down the following chiddush from the Mabit. The Mabit says that by every neder, if one has a pesach for his neder, that had he known he would never have made a neder, Minatira, one does not need a heter chacham. Minatira, the neder becomes mutter even without a chacham being matter the neder. Only midrabanan do we say that one needs a heter chacham for the neder to become mutter. That we find in the Gemara in Chagiga Dafir Aleph, that the Gemara darshins from the pasuk of Oyachel Dvorei, that he cannot be machal his own words. Aval chirim meichnwe, one needs a chirim to be matter one's neder, is only as far as being matter and neder with charata. And now he has charata that he made the neder. Over there, Minatoya, one needs a chacham to matter the neder. But if one has a pesach, that had he known he would never have made the neder, Minatoya, one does not need a chacham to matter the neder, since that neder is a neder betos, and therefore it is batal even without a heter of a chacham. The Mabit brought a raya from our Gemara. From that, our Gemara says, "Ukshe metamin v'rabin olemi mei naziras mischartem evanimtu mevi'in chulin la'azara." The Mabit understands that our Gemara means real chulin la'azara. And the Mabit explains that these nazirim had a pesach, that had he known meikar that he would become tamei, he would never have made a neder. And since it is shchiach that someone should become tamei, for that reason it is not considered noilad, even though the halacha is, as the Gemara later on says, Nafchav Gimel Manalf, Ein Paischem Menoyad, we cannot make a Pesach for Neder because of something that happened after he made the Neder. But since it is Shchiach that he should become Tamei, it is not considered a Noyad. As we find later on in the Gemara that anything that is Shchiach, anything that is common to happen, even though it did not yet happen till after the time that he made the Neder, it is still not considered a Noyad. And therefore, Nazirim have a real Pesach, and since Nazirim have a real Pesach, for that reason, Minatira, the Naziras is Batal Me'elav, and therefore their Karbanos are Chulin Bazar, real Chulin Bazar. In the Gemara later on in Daf Chof Beis and Mabeis, the Gemara brings down the following Maisot of Rav Schira. The Rav Schira had a neder that he wanted to be Mater. The Gemara says, Pesach Pischo Nafshei, V'Sharu Nafshei. From the Gemara it sounds like the Rav Schira was Mater his own neder. The Ran, on the other hand, explains not that Rav Schira was matter his own neder. As we find, the Gemara in Chagiga says that a person cannot be machal his own words. Only other people can be matter his neder. A person cannot be matter his own neder. But rather, what the Gemara means to say is that Rav Schira found himself a Pesach that would allow his neder to become neter through another Chacham. But he himself cannot be matter his own neder. The Rashba, on the other hand, brings down B'Shem Perushin, that the Peyushin explained at the Gemara and Daf Chof Beis from a Beis Kipshutai, that Rav Schira had the ability to matter his own neder. Since Rav Schira had a Pesach for his neder, therefore we say, La vadaita dahachi neder, the neder is a neder betos. The Rashba explains that that the Perushin understands that the Gemara darshens oyachel dvorei, ava achirim meichnoi, that one needs a chacham to matter a neder, and one cannot be matter his own neder, that is only as far as charata is concerned, as far as being matter a neder with charata. Only then do we say that only achirim can matter a neder. But as far as being matter a neder with a Pesach, one does not need achirim to matter a neder. From the way the Rashba brings down the Pirushan, it is mashma that the Pirushan understands that by a Pesach, we do not need achirim, since by a Pesach, one has the ability to matter one's own neder. Which is not like the Mabit understands, that the neder is batal me'ela without any heter nedarim. But if one looks carefully at the Rashba in our sugya, one sees that the Rashba brings down from the Perushin that the Perushin explained that our Gemara says Chulin Bazara is real Chulin Bazara, which the Rashba goes on to explain that the Neder becomes Mutter by itself without any Heter, since the Neder is considered a Nidre Shkogais. So again, from how the Rashba explains the Perushin in our sugya, one sees that the Rashba understands that according to the Perushin, if one has a Pesach for his Neder, then the neder is batal by itself without any heter. And even he does not have to be matter his own neder. So again, from the Rashba, B'shem, the Baal Perushin, one sees, like the Shita of the Mabit, that by a Pesach, one does not need any heter, since the neder is considered nidrei shkagais. In the Mishnah later on in Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, we find the following halach, as the Mishnah says, that what are considered nidrei shkagais? If let's say someone said, Kainim ishti nehenesli, Shaganva es kisi v'shehiksas b'niv v'noida sh'loi iksoi v'noida sh'loi ganva. A Baal made a kainim on his wife that his wife should not be able to have anah from him. The Baal said, the reason why I am making this kainim is because my wife was ganva es kisi, she stole my kiss. Or shehiksas b'niv, she was makah my son. V'noida sh'loi iksoi, we find out that it was not true, she was not makah his son. V'noida sh'loi ganva, and it was noida that she did not steal his kiss. That is the first case of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says is considered Nidre Shkagais, which does not need a Heter Chacham. Then the Mishnah goes on to say another case, which is considered Nidre Shkagais. Ra, Oysan, Oychon, Tainim, he saw people eating Tainim. Va'omer, and he said, Hari, Eilu, Aleichem, Karban, these Tainim should be considered on you as if they are a Karban. V'nimtzu, Ave, Va'ache, V'hoyu, Imon, Acherim. His father and his brother were among the people eating the Tainim. According to both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, his Aviv V'Achiv, his father, and his brother are allowed to continue eating the Ta'inim. Since had he known that his father and brother were there, he would never have made the Neder to include his father and his brother. Now the Machoikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is as far as everyone else is concerned. Do we say that only his father and his brother are Mutter and everyone else are Asar? Or do we say no? That since the neder was huter miktsase, therefore the whole entire neder is bought on, everyone is allowed to continue eating from the ta'inim. The Rishonim ask, what is the difference between the reisha of the Mishnah in the case that he said, kainim ishti nenesli shaganva eskisi v'shehikses b'ni? That over there, the only reason why the neder is considered a neder, which is a nidre shkages, because the Baal who made the kainim spoke out the reason behind his kainim, and in the seifa of our Mishnah, that he saw people eating Tainim and he said, Hare Eilu Aleichem Karbin, then the neder becomes mutter by itself, even though he did not say anything. The Ma'arit explains that in order to have the halacha of neder shkages, one needs an umdana demuchach. One needs an umdana demuchach that had he known, he would not have made the neder. And that one needs an umdana demuchach is in order that the neder should be considered a neder, which is a tos. And therefore, as far as the seif of the Mishnah and the Chaf Hei Amud Beis, that he said, Hare Eilu Aleichem Karbin, he saw people eating Tainim, and he said these Tainim should be considered on you as if they are a Karbin. Since there is an Umdana Demuchach, that had he known that his father and his brother were among the people that were eating the Tainim, he would not have included his father and his brother in the Neder. For that reason, the Neder is bottled by itself, even though he did not say anything. On the other hand, in the Reisha of the Mishnah, had he not said the reason behind his Neder, there is no umdana demuchach, and since there is no umdana demuchach, the neder would not have been batal because he made a mistake. And therefore, he would have needed a heter chacham, just like any other Pesach needs a heter chacham. So again, the Ma'arit understands that we say, that one does not need a heter chacham by neder, is only if there is an umdana demuchach that he made a mistake. If there is no umdana demuchach, then one needs a Pesach min ha'tayra. The Ma'arit, on the other hand, understands that even without an umdana demuchach, as long as had he known, he would not have made the neder, The neder is considered nidresh kogeis min ha-Torah, and one does not need a heter chacham min ha-Torah. Only midrabanan does one need a heter chacham if the umdino is not an umdino demuchach. In the Ran and Avchav Heima base, one sees the following chiddush. The Ran explains that the difference between the Reisha and Seifa of the Mishnah and Avchav Heima base, that in the Reisha he has to speak out the reason behind his neder in order for the neder to be considered a nidresh kogeis. And on the other hand, in the Seifa, even though he did not say anything, still the neder is considered a nidresh kogeis, is because in the Seifa there was a toast in the neder itself. When he said that these ta'inim should be considered on you as if they are a korban, he never meant to aser his father or his brother. On the other hand, in the Reisha of the Mishnah, when he said koinim at alai, that the Baal made a koinim on his wife, his intentions were to make a koinim on his wife. His whole mistake is in his reason behind his koinim. But as far as the koinim itself is concerned, he was intending to make a koinim on his wife. His whole mistake was as far as his impetus to make a koinim on his wife. And since there was no mistake in the Ikra Neder, for that reason we say that in order for the Neder to be considered a Nidresh Kogas, he has to speak out the reason behind his Neder. The Ran goes on to say that we say, that in the Seifa the Neder is considered a Neder which is a Nidresh Kogas, even though he did not say anything. Since there was a mistake in the Ikra Neder, is based on that we darshan from the pasuk of Ha'adam b'shvua, that in order for a shvua to be considered a shvua, or a neder to be considered a neder, one has to have intention to make that shvua and to make that neder. And since when he said, Hare Ehu Aleichem Karban, he never intended to make the Te'inim Asurim on his father or his brother, for that reason the neder is not considered a neder. From the Ran one sees that if not for the halacha of Ha'adam b'shvua, even though there is an umdino demuchach that he never meant to make that neder, it still will not help. And even though as far as Kol Terekua is concerned, there is a halacha that an umdino demuchach, if there is an umdino demuchach, that had he known he would never have meant to make that chalois, the chalois is not chal, but as far as nedarim, even an umdino demuchach is not mevato a neder. And so do we find in the Nesivis and Simenon Hei, that by Nedarim, even if there is an umdino demuchach, one needs a heter chacham. As Nesivis explains, that is exeris akasiv of Nedarim, that a toast is not mevatel a neder without a heter chacham. Here one can explain that we say that Nedarim is different than any other chalais, that even though as far as any other chalais is concerned, if there is an umdino demuchach, then the chalais is batel. On the other hand, by Nedarim, even if there is an umdino demuchach, either one needs a heter chacham, or one needs the Gzeiras HaKosev of Ha'adam v'Shvua, is because there is a fundamental difference between every other Chalois and the Chalois Isser that is created with a Neder. By every other Chalois, it is the person who is creating the Chalois. A person, through his actions, is creating the Chalois. For example, Chalois Kinyan. Through a Maisa Kinyan that the person does, he's creating a Chalois Kinyan. On the other hand, by Nedarim, we find that the Reb Shimon explains that by Nedarim, the person is not creating a Chalois Isser, but rather we say that when a person makes a Neder, it is the Torah that is creating the Chalois Isser. And since the person is not creating the Chalois Isser, for that reason we differentiate between all other Chalaisim and the Chalois Isser which is Chal through a Neder. Even though by all other Chalaisim we say that if there is an Umdino Demuchach that he wouldn't have made that Chalais, the Chalais is not Chal, that is only because the person is the one who is making the Chalais. On the other hand, by Nedarim, that the person is not the one who is making the Chalais, but rather it is the Torah that is making the Chalais. For that reason, if not for the Parsha of Ha'adam b'Shvua, the Chalais Isser would be Chal even though there is an Umdino Demuchach. That is a chayra, how one can explain the shita of the Ran, that for that reason one needs the gzeiras hakasev of Ha'adam b'shvua in order for the chalois neder not to be chal, even though there is an umdino demuchach. That the Mabit and the Perushim that the Rashi brings out, and so too we find in the Tesis Rit, understands that min ha-Torah one does not need a Pesach even without an umdino demuchach, and even though there is no umdino demuchach, still min ha-Torah the neder is bata without a heter chacham, is Lechera also based on the Gzeiras HaKosev of Ha'adam b'Shvua. That as long as there was a toast, that had he known he would not have made the Neder, that is also a Chesaron of Ha'adam b'Shvua, and for that reason, Na'atayah, one does not need a Heter, even if the Umdino is not an Umdino Demuchach. The Maritz, on the other hand, understands that if there is an umdino de muchach, one does not need the gzeres hakosav of a adam meshfua, but rather we say that then the neder is batal just like any other chalois. That if there is an umdino de muchach, that had the person known he would not have made the chalois is batal, so too a chalois neder is batal as well. That is a shita of the Maritz. So again, we have a machoikis as far as how to explain our Gemara, that our Gemara says chulun bazara. Does the Gemara mean real chulun bazara, or the Gemara just means ke'en chulun bazara, since the Nazirim are not bringing their carbon beratzin? Now, according to the Ran of Shitase, even if we are to say that this umdina is an umdina de muchach, that had they known how hard the Naziris would have been, they would never have been makabel on themselves Naziris. Or had they known that they would become tummy, they would never have been makabel on themselves Naziris. But still, according to the Ran, in umdina de muchach does not help for the neder to become batel, but rather one needs a heter chacham. According to Mabitz, on the other hand, even if this umdina is not an umdina de muchach, still the neder will be batel, since the neder is considered a nidre shkogais, even though the umdina is not an umdina de muchach. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara asks, Nadava nami doma asu de takola. How can we say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, ksherim are not nedrim, since there is a chshash of doma asibo de takola? By Nadava also there is a chshash of doma asibo de takola. The Gemara answers the kasha by saying, Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei da omar adam mevi kivsasi la'azaro maktisha v'seimech alev v'sheichta. Now to explain that, the Gemara says, Nadava nami doma asibo de takola. As we mentioned in the shir before in the Aftes, we find the Machlekes HaRishayinim. The Rosh, and so too we will see Tesis explain, that the Gemara says, Nadava nami doma asibo de takola, is referring to the takola of Me'ila, that someone might be nana from the animal that was hufresh as a korban, and therefore be moyo. The Ran, on the other hand, explains that the Gemara says, Nadava nami doma asibo de takola, is referring to the takola of Baal Ta'acher. From that the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei da'amar adam mevi kivsasi la'azara, umakdisha v'seimech la'av v'sheichta, Tosfos proves that by a kivsa, which is a shlamim, there is also a makam to be cheshesh doma asibo de takola. And for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda, in order to take care of the problem of doma asibo de takola, said that a person should mevi kivsasi la'azara makdisha v'seimech la'av v'sheichta, in order that there should not be any time in which a person can be asibo de takola. Tosfos, who understands that the takola that our Gemara is referring to is a takola that someone might go and be nene from the animal that was hufresh as a korban, proves that even by a shlamim there is an iser to be nene from the shlamim. Tosfos asks, l'chaira there is no me'ila by shlamim. If there is no me'ila by shlamim, what could the possible takola be? Tosfos goes on to say, v'yishoimer d'nihi d'mi'iwa leika, even though there is no mi'iwa by shlamim, iser d'ariyaisa mi'a ika, there is still an iser d'ariyaisa to have hana from a shlamim. As Tosfos proves from Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says, b'shoifer shal shlamim lo yitaka, a person should not be tekea in a shoifer of a shlamim, v'mtaka lo yotza. From that the Gemara says in Takolayata, Tosfos proves that there is an Iser Dereisa to have Hana from a Shlamim. And even though there is no Mi'ilah by Shlamim, there is still an Iser Dereisa to be Nene from a Shlamim. So again, Tosfos' Shita is that even though there is no Mi'ilah by Shlamim, there is still an Iser Dereisa to have Hana from a Shlamim. Rashi, Menaches, Taftaud, on the other hand, argues. And Rashi says that by a shlamim there is no iser d'araisa to have anah from a shlamim. There is only an iser d'rabanan to be nana from a shlamim. Tosfos, on the other hand, proves from our Gemara and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that there is an iser d'araisa to be nana from a shlamim. Now, to explain Tosfos' raya from our Gemara, that there is an iser d'araisa to be nana from a shlamim, l'chaira Tosfos' raya is from that had the iser hanah only been an iser midrabanan, then there would not be halacha of adam mevi kivsasi la'azara makdisha v'seimech la'av v'sheichta, since the whole chshash takola is only a chshash takola for an iser midrabanan. That is one way how one can explain the raya of Tosfos' Mar Gemara that the iser hanah from shlamim is an iser d'araisa. Another way to explain the Raya of Tosfos is based on that we find in the Gemara before. The Gemara before says that in Dava it is possible not to come with a takola kilo hazaken. Netanya omral hilo hazaken. Shemoal adam beilase kol yamav. What did hilo hazaken do? Meviak shichun lazara maktisha v'semech alev sheichta. Now to explain that hilo hazaken was meviak shichun lazara maktisha v'sheichta, we find a tremendous machlekes harishenim. The Ran explains that hilo hazaken did not actually bring his animal which was chulin into the Azara, since there is an isser of bringing chulin into the Azara. That the Gemara says, Mevia chulin wa Azara, just means that he brought it next to the Pesach of the Azara, but he did not actually bring it into the Azara. The Rashban Kiddushin, and so too the Rashban Bava Basra and Afpeal from a base, and so too we find in Tesfis, in Psachim, Dav Samach Vav, argue and explain that the Gemara says, Mevia chulin wa'azara, means that he actually brought it into the Azara. And so too is the Mashmos of the Rosh. Tesis and the Rashba explain that the whole Isser of chulin ba'azara is only to do to chulin ke'en avoida ba'azara. For example, as the Rashba says, to do tnufa or hagasha to chulin ba'azara is aser because of the Isser of chulin ba'azara, since he is doing ke'en avoida with chulin. But there is no Isser just to bring Chulin into the Azara. And for that reason, Tosfos and the Rashba both say that Hillel HaZaken actually brought his animal which was Chulin into the Azara. And there was no Isser of Chulin Ba'Azara since he did not do Ke'en Aveda in that Chulin. So again, we have a tremendous Machlokes HaRishonim as far as the Isser of Chulin Ba'Azara is concerned. Is the Isser of Chulin Ba'Azara only if one does Ke'en Aveda with Chulin in the Azara, which is the sheets of the Rashba and Tesis, or do we say no, that the Isser of Chulin Ba'Azara is just to bring Chulin into the Azara, which is the sheets of the Ran, and so too is the sheet of Rashi and Tmur Daf Chav Kimmel, and the sheet of the Rambam and Perek Beis Milch Hashchita as the Mishnah Malach is Medayek. In Tesis, in Menaches Taf Pei, and so too in Tesis and Chulin Daf Kof Lamed, the Mishnah Malach is Metzadid, that Tesis says that the Isser of Chulin Ba'Azara is only if one does Ken Aveda to Chulin, is only as far as the Isser Derais of Chulin Ba'Azara is concerned. As far as the Isser Derais of Chulin Ba'Azara, we say that the only time that there is an Isser Deraisa is only if one does Ken Aveda to Chulin. But if one just brings Chulin into the Azara, he is not either an Isser Deraisa. But even though there is no Isser Deraisa, but there is still an Isser Midrabanon to bring Chulin into the Azara. Based on that side of the Mishnah Melech, one can explain Tesis's Raya from our sugya as follows. That the Gemara says of Yehudu Tamei Da'omer Adam Mevi Kivsasi Lazara, Tesis explains that according to Yehuda, a person is Mevi Kivsasi Lazara into the actual Azara, not just to the Pesach Azara. And that Yehuda says Adam Mevi Kivsasi Lazara is in order to save someone from a takola. And from that we allow to bring chulin into the Azara, to save someone from a takola, one sees that the takola that we are worried about is a takola of an Isser Deraisa. Had the takola only been a takola from an Isser Derabanan, we would not allow someone to bring chulin into the Azara, which as the Mishnah Malach is Metzadet, is also an Isser Medrabanan, in order to save someone from a takola of an Isser Derabanan. And from that, Rabbi Yehuda allows someone to bring chulin into the Azara in order to save someone from a takola. From there, Tesis proves that the takola that we are worried about is a takola of an Isser Deraisa. Now getting back to the Shita of Rashi, who understands that the Isser to be nene from a Shomim is only an Isser Derabanan, according to Rashi, one can explain that our Gemara says that by Nadava there is a chshash of Doma Asiba de takola. And for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda says, Adam mevi kivsasi lazara, the takoa that our Gemara is worried about is the takoa of Baal Ta'acher, as the Ran explained in the Gemara before. And therefore, that takoa is an Isser Deraisa. It is not just the takoa of an Isser Medrabanan. And that, Rabbi Yehuda says, Adam mevi kivsasi lazara, according to Rashi, cannot be that a person is allowed to bring his keves into the actual Azara. Since according to Rashi, one is not even allowed to bring chulin into the Azara Menatzaria. But rather, Rashi will have to explain that the Gemara says, Adam mevi kivsasi lazara, just means next to the Pesach of the Azara, like the Ran explains in the Gemara before, and so too we find that Rabbein Avram and Ahar brings down from Rashi, that Rashi explains that the Gemara says, Adam mevi kivsasa Azara, just means a Pesach Azara. She'ein mevi'in chuan la'azara. Which is again Rashi Oshitase, who understands that the Isra of chuan ba'azara is just to bring chuan into the Azara. Now as far as the second Raya of Tesis, that there is an Isra to be nene from Shomim and Atayra from that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Dav Chav Chesam and Aleph, B'shefer shal Shomim lo'itaka v'm toka lo'yotza, v'chayra from Tesis, one sees that Tesis understands that an Aveira Midrabanan will not be enough to be considered a mitzvah haba b'Aveira. And therefore, if the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches says one is Nayotze because of mitzvah haba b'Aveira, one sees that the Aveira that we are talking about is an Aveira min ha-Torah. Rashi, on the other hand, L'chaira argues, and Rashi understands that even if the mitzvah is ba b'Aveira and the Aveira is only an Aveira Midrabanan, we still apply the rule of mitzvah haba b'Aveira. And so too we find in Rashi in Psachim Nafamad Heyamu Beis, that even by an Aveira Midrabanan, we still apply the rule of Mitzvah Haba B'Aveira. Now to understand the Shita of Tesvis, that Tesvis explains that there is an Isser Min HaTorah to be Nana from Shomim, one has to know, what is the Makar of this Isser Deraisa? So to explain the Isser Deraisa of Tesvis, we find two basic Mahalchim. The Shita Mekubetzes Menachas Tav Tawad explains that the Isser Deraisa to be Nenef from Shomim is based on the Pasuk of Bal Yachel. Based on the Pasuk of Bal Yachel, Devari, for that reason we say that one cannot be Nenef from Shomim min HaTorah. Based on this Shita, we find that the Remir Simchan or Sameach Hochas Mila Perakei Alachat HaSayin explains that we find in Tesis in the beginning of Tamura, that Tesis says that there is a difference between Karchei Akum, Kachim that a goy is makdish, and a carbon shomim. Even though a carbon shomim, there is an iser to be nene from shomim and atayra, but there is no iser to be nene from kachay akum and atayra. The whole iser to be nene from kachay akum is only an iser midrabanan. Rameir Simcha explains that the difference between kachay akum and a carbon shomim is that by a carbon shomim, the iser to be nene from a carbon shomim is based on the Pasuk of Ba'yachel. Kachiyakim, on the other hand, do not have Ba'yachel. As Yerushalmi says in Nazir, that only Yisrael is Isa b'Ba'yachel. A goy is not Isa b'Ba'yachel. For that reason, the whole Isser to be Nene from Kachiyakim is only an Isser Midrabanan. But as Rameir Simcha says, that one can say, that the Isser Hanah from Shomim is an Isser Deraisa based on Ba'yachel, is only if you are to understand that the Isser Ba'yachel is not only referring to the one who made the neder. Even the mudder is included in the Isra Bal Yachel. But if one is to understand like the Shita of the Rambam and Hochas Nedarim, that the Rambam says that the Isra Bal Yachel is only as far as the one who made the neder, the mudder is not muzer in the Isra Bal Yachel, then one cannot say that the Isra Deraisa to be Nene from Ashwamim is based on Bal Yachel. Had that been the pshat, only the one who is makdish the carbon as a shvamim would be asur to be nene based on the pasuk of Bal Yachel, but anyone else would be allowed to be nene min haTorah from the shvamim. And so too we find that Rebbe Meizer is ma'irer in Chelek Yerideh Simen Yud Ches. Another way to explain the iser deraisa that one cannot be nene from a shvamim according to the Shita of Tesvis is based on that we find in Rashi and Kedushin Daf Nun Zayin. Rashi explains that even though there is no me'ila by kachim shemesu, if one has a carbon that was mace, there is no longer a loch of me'ila, but still there is an iser to be nene min haTorah from that carbon. In the Sefer Chidush HaGram Alevi Perek Beis Mehochas Me'ila Loch Yud Aleph, we find the following explanation b'shitas Rashi, that even though there is no me'ila by kachim shemesu, that is only because to have me'ila one needs karche Hashem. Once the carbon was mace, it is no longer considered karche Hashem. But that is only as far as me'ila is concerned. But then there is a second iser called an iser kodesh. Anything which has kedusha has an iser hana. Because as far as the iser kodesh is concerned, that there is an iser to be nene from kachim, one does not need karche Hashem. Even something which is not considered Karche Hashem is also included in the Isser Kodesh. And for that reason, Karchem Shemesu, even though they are no longer considered Karche Hashem, and for that reason there is no Me'ua, but still there is a new Isser Hanah to be Nene from something that has Kedusha. That we find by Chomesh Chatoyes Mesos, by five Chatoyes that are Dinis to be Mes. The Rashi in Tmur Dav Chav Beis explains that one cannot be Nene from those Chomesh Chatoyes Mesos. Only Midrabanan, when at Torah there is no Isser to be Nene from those Chomesh Chatoyes Mesos, is only because by Chomesh Chatoyes Mesos, not only are those Chomesh Chatoyes Mesos not considered Karche Hashem, but they are missing in their actual Kedusha. And since they are missing in their actual Kedusha, for that reason Rashi explains that the whole Isser to be Nene from Chomesh Chatoyes Mesos is only an Isser Midrabanan. For that reason one can say that by Kachem Kalem there is an Isser to be Nene Minatayra. Even though Kachem Kalem are not considered Kach Hashem, and for that reason there is no Me'ila by Kachem Kalem, but they still have a full Kedusha, and since they have a full Kedusha, for that reason there is an Isser to be Nene from Kachem Kalem Minatayra. That is another way how one can explain the Isser Hanah by Kachem Kalem Minatayra according to the Shita of Tesvis. So again, we have two Mahalchim as far as how to explain the Isser Hanah by Kachem Kalem according to the Shita of Tesvis, that understands that the Isser Hanah from Kachem Kalem is an Isser Dereisa. Either one can say, as the Shita explains, that the Isser Hanah min HaTorah is based on Bal Yachel, or one can say that the Isser Hanah Dereisa is based on that there is an Isser Dereisa to be Nene from Kachem, which is an independent Isser from the Isser Me'ila. Now getting back to the Pshat of the Shita, who explains that the Isser to be Nene min HaTorah from Shlomim is because of the Pasuk of Bal Yachel, we find that Reb Chaim Eizer and Achiezer Chiluk Yerdeya Simen Yud Ches asks the following kash on the Shita. How are we to understand that one is over Bal Yachel with that he was Nene from Shlomim? Even though we find that if one was Mayel and Kachem, he is over Bal Yachel, as the Gemara says in Nida, but l'chira, that is only because the Torah says that there is an Isser to be Mayel and Kachem. And therefore we say, if he did not treat Kachem appropriately, he is over on the Isser of Bal Yachel. But as far as Shomim is concerned, that the Torah did not say that there is an Isser to be Nene from Shomim. If so, why is one over Bal Yachel with that he is being Nene from Shomim? So to explain the Shita, l'chira, one has to say, as we find that Reb Shmuel explains in Makis, that from the Shita one sees that when one is makdish a carbon to be shlomim, the hektish of shlomim is that itself, that he is separating this animal from anyone else. He is separating this animal from any other usage besides for being used as a carbon for hektish. And for that reason we say that if someone else goes and is nene and uses the animal, the usage itself is a steer to the hektish. The hektish separated it from any other use besides for being used as a carbon, and his usage is coming in conflict with the hektish. And for that reason, the Shita understands one is over b'val yachel. Now getting back to the Shita, again, the Shita proves from our Gemara and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that there is an Isser to be Nene from Shlomim and HaTorah. Rashi, on the other hand, argues, and Rashi says that there is no Isser to be Nene and HaTorah from Shlomim, only Midrabanan is there an Isser to be Nene from Shlomim. L'chayr, one can ask on Tesis, why didn't Tesis bring a raya from the Gemara later on in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says that one can be matfis something else in a shomim? And if someone was matfis something else in a shomim, then his neder is considered a neder min HaTorah. L'chayr, if the whole Isser to be Nene from a shomim is only an Isser Drabanan, he was not matfis in something that is Aser min HaTorah. And so too, one can ask according to Rashi. According to Rashi, one understands that the Isser Hanah from Shomim is only an Isser Midrabanan. How does Rashi explain the Gemara later on in Daf Yud Gimel? How is Atfasa b'Shomim considered a Neder min HaTorah if the Shomim itself is not Aser min HaTorah? So from here, l'chayr, one sees, as the Achrenim prove, that if someone is matfis in something that has Kedusha, even if what he is being matfis in does not have any Yisurim, It just has Kedusha, that itself is enough for Atfasa, and the neder is considered a neder. And for that reason, even if there is no Isser to be Nenim and Atiria from a Shomim, but still, a Shomim has Kedusha. And since a Shomim has Kedusha, the Kedusha itself that the Shomim has will enable one to be Matvis in the Shomim. And so to Achei one sees in the Mishnah on our base. The Mishnah says if someone says that this object should be like an Imra, then his neder is considered a neder. Tosfos explains Imra to mean Vlad Chatas, that someone said this object should be like the Vlad of a Chatas. The Karanira asks, Ochira Vlad Chatas is one of the Chomesh Chatoyas HaMeses that does not have Mi'ila. The Karanira says that even though there is no Mi'ila, but still there is an Isra Anah. And since there is an Isra Anah by Vlad Chatas, for that reason one can be Matvis in a Vlad Chatas. But as we mentioned before, Rashi Shita is that one cannot be Nene from a Vlad Chatas is only an Isser Medrabonim, and Atayah there is no Isser to be Nene from a Vlad Chatas. If so, again, one can ask the Karanera's Kasha, how can one be Matvis in a Vlad Chatas if there is no Isser and Atayah to be Nene from a Vlad Chatas? Based on the Yisei that we said before, one can explain as follows, that to be Matvis, one does not need to be Matvis in something that has an Isser and Atayah. As long as someone is being matvis in something that has Kedusha, that itself is enough to be considered a good hatvasa. And for that reason, the neder is a neder if someone says kimra, even though Vlad Chatas does not have an Isser Hanam and Atira, but still, a Vlad Chatas has Kedusha. And since a Vlad Chatas has Kedusha, for that reason, the hatvasa is considered a good hatvasa. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara brings down a machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shakish as far as the halacha of kinuyim are concerned. Rabbi Yechon explains that kinuyim are lashen umaisein. Rabbi Shakish, on the other hand, says that kinuyim are lashen shabadu lohem chachamim liyais neider bay. So before we explain the actual Gemara, I would like to be makdim with the following hakdama. As far as the chiddush of kinuyei nedarim k'nedarim, that kinuyei nedarim are also considered like nedarim, one can understand the chiddush of kinuyei nedarim k'nedarim in one of two ways. Either one can say that by a neder one needs a specific lashon in order for the neder to be considered a neder. One has to use a specific terminology in order for his neder to be considered a neder. In that it was nischadish kinuyei nedarim k'nedarim, it was nischadish that kinuyei nedarim are considered a lashon neder. And even though all he said was a kinoi is also considered a lashon of a neder. That is one way how one can understand the chiddush of kinuyei nedarim k'nedarim. Another way how to understand the chiddush of kinuyei nedarim k'nedarim is by saying that in kinuyei nedarim k'nedarim it was nischadish that one does not need a lashon shal neder. One does not need a specific terminology in order for his neder to be a neder. But rather we say that as long as he expressed his intentions to make a neder, that itself is enough for his neder to be considered a neder. In the Ran on Daf Gimel one sees that the Ran understands that we do not need a gzeiras hakasav to mechadish that kinuyei nedarim k'nedarim. That kinuyei nedarim are k'nedarim is misfara. On the other hand, in the Yerushalmi as Mepharshim explained, one sees that the Yerushalmi has a drasha for kinuyei nedarim k'nedarim. Now to explain why the Ran understands that one does not need a drasha to mechadish kinuyei nedarim k'nedarim, and on the other hand, the Yerushalmi understands that one needs a drasha to mechadish kinuyei nedarim k'nedarim, is l'chira the Ran v'shitase and the Yerushalmi v'shitase. The Ran explains that kinuyei nedarim work both according to the mandamer that kinuyei is a lashon umeis, and according to the mandamer that kinuyim is a lashon shebadoem chachamim, is because both a lashon shalumeis and lashon shebadoem chachamim are considered a lashon. And since it is considered a lashon, for that reason we do not need a pasuk to mechadesh kinuyei nedarim k'nedarim, since a kinuy is considered a lashon b'chol ha'tera kula. The Yerushalmi, on the other hand, argues, as one sees in the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Nazir. The Yerushalmi says that if someone said, whenever I say the word pass, I mean to accept upon myself nazirus, then when he says the word pass, he becomes a nazir. Even though pass is not a lashon shal nazirus, still, since he said that whenever he says the word pass, he means to accept upon himself nazirus, when he says the word pass, he is expressing his intentions to become a nazir. And that is enough to make him into a nazir. So again, from the Yerushalmi, one clearly sees that the Yerushalmi understands that the chiddush of kinuyei nedarim k'nedarim is not that a kinuy is considered a lashon shal neder, but rather was nischadish and kinuyei nedarim kinedarim, that as long as one expressed one's intentions, that itself is enough to make one into another, even though he did not say a lashon shel neder. And for that reason, even though he did not say a lashon shel nezirus, still he becomes a nazir, since he expressed his intentions to become a nazir. And for that reason, the Yerushalmi understands that one needs a pasuk to mechadesh kinuyei nedarim kinedarim, since in the parish of kinuyei nedarim kinedarim it was nischadish, that one does not need a lashon shel neder in order to be considered a neder. And for that reason, we find that the Yerushalmi is mavur that one can learn out both kinuyei nedarim kinedarim and Yadeis Nedarim Kenedarim from the same pasuk, from the same makar, as one sees in the Rabban in the beginning of the second parak. The obvious kasha is, how can we learn out two halachas from the same makar, both halacha of Yadeis Nedarim Kenedarim and halacha of Kinuyei Nedarim Kenedarim? Based on the shita of the Yerushalmi, one can explain as follows, that since the Yerushalmi understands that it was nischadish by Kinuyei Nedarim Kenedarim, the one does not need a lashon shel neder, for that reason a yad of a neder will also work. What we are missing by Yad is not that we do not know what his intentions are. With a Yad, he expressed his intentions, that his intentions are to make a neder. All that we are missing by Yad is a lashon shel neder. And since by kinuyei nedarim it was in Skadish, one does not need a lashon shel neder. For that reason, we can learn out Yadeis nedarim kinedarim as well. And for that reason, we find that the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of our Masechta, needs a special drash of kinuyim by nedarim, shvuais, charamim, and aziros. Because again, since the Yerushalmi understands that in the parish of kinuyei nedarim was in Schadish, one does not need a lashon shel neder, that is only as far as nedarim are concerned. Maybe nezirus, charamim, or shvuas need a lashon. And therefore the Yerushalmi understands that we need a special drasha for each one, to mechadish that each one of these parashias do not need a special lashon. Nedarim do not need a special lashon shel neder, nezirus does not need a special lashon shel nezirus, and so too charamim and shvuas do not need a special lashon. L'chayra, there is a tremendous nafkamina between how the Ran explains kinuyei nedarim kinedarim and the shita of the Yerushalmi as far as how to explain kinuyei nedarim kinedarim. According to the Ran, the halacha of kinuyei nedarim kinedarim, that a kinuyei is considered a lashon, is halacha b'chol haTorah kula. For example, if someone would say kriyashma with a kinuyei, he would be yotze his chiyuv kriyashma, since a kinuyei is considered a lashon. And therefore, saying kriyashma with a kinuyei is also considered saying kriyashma. On the other hand, according to the Yerushalmi, that it was nischadish and kinuyei nedarim kinedarim, the one does not need a lashon in order for one's neder to be a neder. But again, a kinuyei is not considered a lashon shel neder. Therefore, wherever one needs a lashon, a kinuyei will not be enough, since a kinuyei is not considered a lashon. In Tesis before in the base, one finds the following chiddush. Tesis says, as far as lashon shel umais, if one does not understand the lashon shel umais, then his neder is not considered a neder. On the other hand, as we explained before in the Shir and Daf base, as far as Lashon HaKodesh is concerned, even if one does not understand Lashon HaKodesh, still if one was neder but Lashon HaKodesh, his neder is considered a neder. As we explained before, the pshat is that Lashon HaKodesh, which is considered a Lashon Be'etzem, therefore we say that even if someone does not understand Lashon HaKodesh, still, since he was neder but Lashon HaKodesh, he said a Lashon shel neder. On the other hand, as far as all other Lashonis are concerned, that all other Lashonis are not considered a Lashon Be'etzem, they are only considered a Lashon for someone who speaks that Lashon. For that reason, we say that if someone does not understand other Lashonis, for that person, it is not considered a Lashon. And therefore, his neder is not considered a neder. From Tesis, one clearly sees that Tesis understands that according to the Mandamer, that Kinuyim is a Lashon Shalumais, one needs that it should be considered a lashon, and only if the lashon shalumais is considered a lashon will his neder be a neder. Tosfos goes on to say that according to the Mandamer, that kinuyim is lashon shebadu lehem chachamim. The reason why a lashon shebadu lehem chachamim, if someone was neder but lashon shebadu lehem chachamim, that his neder is considered a neder min haTorah, is because we say kivon shetiknu chachamim hani wishni kavonas haneder when neder gomer vegomer belibay laseisay keika lashon. In other words, one clearly sees in Tesis that Tesis understands that according to the Manda Amar, that Kinuyim is a Lashon Shebadu Lehem Chachamim, then that the Neder is a Neder min haTorah, is because with that Lashon he expressed his Kavanah, that his Kavanah is to make a Neder. And even though Lashonei Shebadu Lehem Chachamim are not considered a Lashon min haTorah, but still, L'maisa he expressed his intentions, and his intentions are to make a Neder.
and that is enough to be considered a neder minatzaria. In other words, when clearly sees in Taisus, as Mefarshim explain, that our shaila before is how to understand the chiddush of kinui nedarim. Wasn't this chiddush in the parasha of kinui nedarim that a kinui is also lashon shel neder? Or do we say that it was in Schadish in the parish of Kinui Nedarim, the one does not need a Lashon Shel Neder? That itself is the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in our sugya as far as how to understand Kinuyim. Rabbi Yochanan understands that Kinuyim are Lashon Shel Umeis because Rabbi Yochanan understands that one needs a Lashon. And therefore Lashon Shel Umeis are considered a Lashon. On the other hand, Reish Lakish, who argues, understands that in the parish of Kinui Nedarim, it was in Schadish, one does not need a Lashon Shel Neder. As long as one expressed one's intentions, that his intentions are to make a neder, that itself is enough for his neder to be considered a neder. And for that reason, Reish Lakish says that kinuyim are a lashon shebodu lehem chachamim. And even though a lashon shebodu lehem chachamim is not a lashon minatzera, still, at the end of the day, he expressed his intentions, that his intentions are to make a neder. The Ran, on the other hand, explains that even according to the Manda Omer, who explains that kinuyim are a lashon shebodam chachamim, still Reish Lakish understands that a lashon shebodam chachamim is considered a lashon minatzera. As the Ran explains, that every lashon is dependent upon haskamas hauma. It is because people decided to talk like that. And therefore, chachamim also have the ability to create a lashon, since the takonas chachamim is not worse off than any haskamas hauma. Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph brings down the following chiddush b'shem Rabbeinu Yechiel. The Rabbeinu Yechiel says that according to the Manda Omer, that kinuyim are lashon shebodu lehem chachamim, then that we say that kinuyei nezirus kinezirus is only as far as malchus is concerned. As far as a carbon, one cannot bring a carbon with a kinuyei nezirus, since a kinuyei nezirus is not considered a nezirus minatzera. One is only considered a nazir midrabanan. The Kerenoria asks the following to me on the sheet of Rabbeinu Yechiel. The Gemara later on says that if someone says kainim, there is a mandamar who holds yeish mi'ila b'kainames. That if he went and had hana from the object that he made into a kainim, he is chayiv to bring a carbon mi'ila. A kainim is only a kinoi. And since a kainim is only a kinoi, according to the mandamar that a kinoi is a lashon shebodalem chachamim, how can he possibly bring a carbon? Minatayrat is not considered hektish, and since minatayrat is not considered hektish, how can we say yeish mi'ila b'kainames and he brings a carbon? L'chayra, the carbon is chuan b'azara. In the Sefer Rosh Hasharim, we find the following mahalach as far as how to answer the Karenarius kash on the sheet of Rabbeinu Yechiel. The Rosh Hasharim says, Rabbeinu Yechiel's chiddush, that a kinui nezirus, according to Mandamer, that kinui is a lashon shebodalem chachamim, that his nezirus is not a nezirus minatayrat, only as far as nezirus is concerned. By nezirus, there is a special halacha that one needs haflah. The pasuk says, "Ish ki afli lindar neder nazir lahazir l'Hashem." In the parasha of aflas nezirus, one needs a lashon shel nezirus, and since one needs a lashon shel nezirus, a lashon shebodalem chachamim is not considered a lashon shel nezirus, and therefore, since it is only considered a lashon midrabanan, for that reason, he is only a nazir midrabanan, and for that reason, he cannot bring a carbon. But as far as nedarim are concerned, Rabbeinu Yechiel agrees that the neder will be considered a neder minatzera. And for that reason, if someone said kainim, even though kainim is only a lashon shebodalem chachamim, so as kainim is considered a kainim minatzera, since as far as nedarim, one does not need a lashon shel neder. And with this, one can explain that Rabbeinu Yechiel says that a nazir that was mekab on himself nezirus with a kinoi, even though he cannot bring a carbon, still he is chayim malchus. The obvious kash is, if he cannot bring a carbon, since he is not considered a nazir minatzera, why is he chayv malchus? Based on the previous he said, one can explain that Rabbeinu Yechiel says he is chayv malchus is malchus for Bal Yachel. Even though he is not considered a nazir minatzera as far as the parasha of nezirus is concerned, but he is still muzer in all hilchas nezirus because of Bal Yachel. Whenever someone is makab on themselves nezirus, besides for the parish of nezirus and the halachas of nezirus that they are mechuyev to be noyigin because of the parish of nezirus, but he is also muzer because of the parish of Bal Yachel. And since a lashon shebodalem chachamim is considered a neder minatzera, for that reason he is chayev malchus for the isra Bal Yachel. Now according to the Shita of Reish Lakish, who explains that kinoi is a lashon shebodalem chachamim, one has to know, does Reish Lakish argue on Rabbi Yochanan and hold that a lashon shel umeis does not work? Or does he agree to Rabbi Yochanan and understands that a Lashon Shalumas also works? Just he was mechadish that not only does a Lashon Shalumas work, but even a Lashon Shabbat Olam Chacham also works. In the Ran before Naf Beis Haman Aleph and Sotu, we find in Tosfos before Naf Beis Haman Aleph, one sees that the Ran and Tosfos both understand that Reish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish is just coming to mechadish that even a Lashon Shabbat Olam Chacham also works. But Reish Lakish also agrees that a Lashon Shalumas works. A Lashon Shalumas for sure works. The Tosfos Yishanim on the other end argues, and the Tosfos Yishanim explains that according to Reish Lakish, who says that Kinuyim are a Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim, only a Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim works. A Lashon Shalumas will not work. B'chere the Pshat in the Tosfos Yishanim is because the Tosfos Yishanim understands that according to Reish Lakish holds that one needs a Lashon in order for one's neder to be considered a neder. And a Lashon Shalumais is not considered a Lashon Shal neder. That a Lashon Shetiknu Am Chachamim works only works Midrabanan. Rabbanan said that this Lashon that we were Mesakin is considered a Lashon. But that only works Midrabanan. And therefore, according to Reish Lakish, only a Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim will work. A Lashon Shalumais will not work, since again, a Lashon Shalumais, according to Reish Lakish, is not considered a Lashon. The Gemara on the base brings down a Machlokes of Kinuyei Kinuyim work or not. The Gemara explains that the Machlokes of Kinuyei Kinuyim work or not is dependent if Kinuyim are a Lashon Shalumais or Kinuyim are a Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim. The obvious kasha is, if there is such a thing as Kinuyei Kinuyim, in other words, there are some people that talk with Kinuyei Kinuyim, even according to Reish Lakish, who explains that Kinuyim are Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim, but let it work like any Lashon Shauma. So if one understands, like the Shita of the Tosfos Yishanim, that according to Reish Lakish, only a Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim works, then the Gemara is Pashet. Since Kinuyei Kinuyim is not a Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim, even though people talk like that, but still, according to Reish Lakish, a Lashon Shauma does not help. But if we are to understand like the other Yishanim, for example, the Ran and Tosfos, who explain that Reish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that a Lashon Shalumah also works, what is the pshat that Kinuyei Kinuyim should not work? So to explain our Gemara according to the Shita of the Ran and Tosfos of Chayyar, one has to say as follows, that Kinuyei Kinuyim not considered a Lashon Shalumah. Only the true Lashon Shalumah will work. Kinuyei Kinuyim, which are not the real Lashon Shalumah, will not work. But now one has to understand what is the pshat in the Machlokes. That according to Mandamer, that Kinuyim are Lashon Shalumais, then Kinuyei Kinuyim will work. On the other end, if Kinuyim is a Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim, then Kinuyei Kinuyim will not work. According to the Shita of the Baalei Tosfos that we mentioned before, who understands that according to Reish Lakish, who explains that Kinuyim are Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim, Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim is not considered a Lashon. And that it works is as Tosfos explains in one pshat, is only Mitakonas Chachamim. And one can explain our Gemara very simply. That we say that Kinuyei Kinuyim works is only according to Mandama that Kinuyim is a Lashon Shalumais. Since according to Mandama that Kinuyim is a Lashon Shalumais is considered a Lashon, and therefore Kinuyei that Lashon could also be considered a Lashon. On the other hand, according to Reish Lakish, who explains Kinuyim to mean Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim, that the Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim itself is not considered a Lashon, and that the Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim works is only Mitakonas Chachamim, a Kinuyei Kinuyim was not included in the Takonas Chachamim. And since the Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim itself is not considered a Lashon, for sure the Kinuyei Kinuyim cannot be considered a Lashon to work. But according to the Ran, who explains that according to Reish Lakish, that Kinuyei is a Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim, a Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim is also a Lashon, one has to understand. Why shouldn't Kinuyei Kinuyim work as well, just like the Mandamar, who explains that Kinuyim is a Lashon Shalumais? So clear to explain the Shita of the Ran, one has to say as follows, that even though the Ran understands that according to Mandamer that Kinuyim is a Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim, the Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim is considered a Lashon, but to be considered a Lashon according to Mandamer, Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim, one needs the actual Lashon that Chachamim were Mesakin. Kinuyim that Lashon is not included in the Lashon Shetiknu Olam Chachamim, for that reason a Kinuyim that Lashon will no longer be considered a Lashon. That is a chayah, how one can explain according to the Shita of the Ran. And with this, one can explain Rashi and the Rosh, who understands that the Gemara says, Gazrinan, Kinuyei, Kinuyim, Matu, Kinuyim, is only according to the Mandamer, that Kinuyim are a Lashon Shal Umais.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.